USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another shipment of baby formula is arriving from overseas to help ease the national shortage. The formula arrived at Boston's Logan International Airport late Monday morning. It came on a Delta flight from the United Kingdom. Former Vice President Mike Pence is slamming President Biden for the current economy.
Unlike the Great Depression of the 1930s, the stagflation of the 1970s, or even the Great Recession of 2008, the economic woes now upon us have been caused almost single-handedly by one person.
Speaking in Chicago, Pence blaming Biden for current inflation rates, claiming he'd never seen a stronger disconnect between citizens and the president. Air conditioners are working overtime across the country as temperatures are in the 90s and close to 100 from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States reached $5 a gallon for the first time ever earlier this month. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he believes President Biden's policies are the driving force behind high gas prices.
This is something that Democrats and President Biden caused. They are the root cause to open borders, to 40-year high inflation, to record gasoline and high energy prices. They're the ones that caused it. This didn't just happen.
Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder is doubling down on not testifying before the House Oversight Committee. The panel requested that Snyder reconsider testifying as it investigates an alleged toxic workplace culture at the organization. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney saying in a letter to Snyder's attorney he could testify virtually like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
American Airlines is ending regional flights to three cities in two states in September. The North Texas-based air carrier announced plans it will no longer service Islip and Ithaca, New York, along with Toledo, Ohio. A pilot shortage is being blamed for the cuts. A filmmaker is continuing to look into the 2020 election.
Filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza says he has proof using surveillance footage, data, whistleblowers, and most importantly, geo-tracking to show Americans election ballot box stuffing took place in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin's 2020 general election.
So geo-tracking is tracking the movement of your cell phone. So what True the Vote did is they bought this massive body of cell phone data in the swing states in the crucial days leading up to the election, October 1, 2020 through Election Day. So the mules are instructed to do 3 votes over here, 5 votes over there, 10 votes over here. They spread it around so as not to raise eyebrows and not to raise suspicion. When True the Vote began to show me surveillance video that they had obtained from the states themselves.
It should be noted that Reuters reported 2,000 mules is speculation because the film never opened and inspected the ballots. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Monday night's Powerball jackpot is set for an estimated $296 million. Good luck if you're a Powerball player. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.